I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Gotta think fast for today's GeoQuiz. We're looking for an Arab emirate that juts out into the Persian Gulf. It's the emirate that launched Al Jazeera, the news service. This country's emir granted the Catholic Church land in the desert outside the capital of Doha to build a house of worship. It's the first church to open here since the arrival of Islam more than 1,000 years ago. As promised, you have only seconds to think on this one, so time's up. The oil-rich emirate that we're talking about is Qatar, Q-A-T-A-R. It's a country that practices the same conservative form of Islam that Saudi Arabia does. But Qataris make up only a third of the country's population. The rest includes expats and migrant workers, many of whom are Catholic. Earlier this year, as mentioned, Qatar inaugurated a new Catholic church. Reporter Ben Gilbert recently went to the church and sent us this report.
The church is called Our Lady of the Rosary, and it's literally in the middle of the desert. And at first glance, it looks something like a large flying saucer rising from the dusty landscape. There are no crosses or bells to avoid offending Muslims, but open a door to the main building at just about any time of the day, and this is what you'll hear. This is the English language mass at 7 p.m. There are 50 services a week here in a dozen languages to serve the estimated 150,000 Catholics in Qatar. Father Tom Veneracian is the parish priest originally from the Philippines. It's a busy Friday here.
See, this is the catechism building, which has about 42 classrooms. We have almost more than 2,000 kids coming for Sunday school.
Is Sunday school on Friday as well?
Yeah, not on a Sunday, but still we call it Sunday school.
Sunday services are held on Friday, the Islamic rest day, because that's when everyone is off work. Qatar is undergoing a building boom fueled by high oil and gas prices. The country has imported more than 500,000 workers from around the world to do everything from running huge companies to cleaning houses, and many of them are Christian. Qatar's constitution allows for freedom of religious worship, and the government officially licensed the Roman Catholic Church to open churches here 6 years ago. Veneracian says by building the first Christian church in the country since the advent of Islam in the 8th century, Qatar is making a statement.
It's part of reaching out to the world and saying we're a force to reckon with, even though we're small. Our economy is booming, and so we might as well open up to the world. And part of opening up would be to accept that there are other religions aside from Islam.
At a recent mass at the church, Kenyan bankers worshipped alongside Filipino waiters and American teachers. Frederick Gonzalez is a Costa Rican pilot for Qatar Airways, and his son was baptized here earlier this year.
In a Muslim country, to be in a Muslim country and be able to participate with them in the mass, it's very nice. It's kind of different, kind of weird, you know.
Why is it weird?
You know, in the middle of a Muslim country, with all the situation happening in the world right now, political and religious, that you're able to come to a mass, relax without afraid of anything. It's very nice. It's kind of weird.
Weird for some Qataris as well. There was some local objection to the church before it opened in March. One Qatari newspaper editorial said Islam should not share space with other religions. Former Qatari Justice Minister Najib Mohammed al-Naimi says he supports the church, but he feels like the emir forced it on Qataris.
This came from the sky. The reason, I think, that the emir or the government have done this for a political reason, not for a religion reason.
In what way, political?
Well, it's just satisfying, you know, a lot of lobbies in America, in Germany, and in Europe, see? It is, you know, very appearing that this government is, you know, allowing so many religion practice. It's lobbying.
Father Veneracian says he's aware of the criticisms, and the church keeps a low profile. First and foremost, he says, church officials are not trying to win any converts in Qatar, something that would make the locals uneasy.
We are just serving our people. We never try to attract anyone to come, so there is no cause for alarm, because we are aware of that.
And this Catholic church is just the beginning. Nearby, the Qatari government has staked out ground for an Eastern Orthodox, an Anglican, and an interdenominational church. Father Veneracian says providing people with a place to worship not only helps them work harder, it also makes Qatar look good to the outside world. And that's especially desirable at a time when the country is becoming a regional power broker and is vying for the 2016 Olympic Games. For The World, I'm Ben Gilbert in Doha, Qatar.